Hey, well, good morning, and I want to welcome you all to the Be the Edge Challenge Call. I'm Kevin Flanagan, the president of the Edge Ministry, and I want to talk for a minute about a verse out of Psalms. It's verse, it's chapter 37, verse 4, and it says this: delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, that sounds good, doesn't it? I mean, God's going to give me what I desire. Yeah, that's how I am with my grandkids. When I hear one of them say, "Granddaddy, can I?" And finish the sentence however you want. Can I have, can I do, can I go, you know? I'm going to do pretty much whatever I can to make that happen. And if I'm God, I can do whatever it is. I mean, in reality, their desire may seem good to them, but it can be very harmful, right? For instance, what if they want, you know, all the ice cream they can possibly eat? Well, sounds good to me, but that's probably a really bad idea. Well, hey, when I lived in Fort Lauderdale, the Adam Walsh kidnapping had just happened a few blocks away from where I live. Now, some of you are old enough to remember that. There was a show called America's Most Wanted that was hosted by John Walsh, and that was Adam's dad. Adam was about my son Kevin's age at that time, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, something like that. He was taken from a mall just down the road from where we lived, and then, you know, not much later they found him. He'd been killed. Well, with our son being about the same age, my wife reacted very badly to that, which a lot of moms would. We used to leave our front door open in our apartment on the second floor with a baby gate and the sliding glass door open. Well, once that happened, boy, that door stayed locked. The sliding glass door stayed locked. You know, like maybe somebody was going to climb up over the railing and grab him or something. But whatever it was, that was not going to be, you know, that just changed things. And my wife wanted out of South Florida. So I began to pray for that. You see, secretly in my heart, my desire was to get out too. As a matter of fact, we used to go visit Rick on this call in Troy, and I loved Alabama, and I hated the concrete jungle of South Florida. But my prayer was kind of a high road prayer. God, I'll be wherever you want me to be, but for my wife's sake, could you get us out of, you know, kind of thing. Then one day after reading this verse, you know, delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. I realized two things. One, I wasn't being honest with God. And two, my desire was to get out of Alabama. And I wasn't praying in line with God's will necessarily. I began to say, God, if you want us to stay, please give both of us that desire. Change that desire in our heart so we'll want to stay. If not, please fulfill our desire to leave. And then I left it to him to align us with his plan. I did ask him to give us the desire to stay if it was his plan. And so the next day after praying that honest prayer, I got a call. And it was about a fellowship that was available at AUM for grad school and the opportunity to be a to begin a ministry in Auburn. So it took me about a moment to realize that was God lining things up for us after I lined myself up with him. But it did take me getting honest in prayer about my desires, my wish to get out of South Florida and, you know, see if that was his. God fulfilled it because I recognized it and I aligned it with his will. I put him first, rather than what we wanted first. See, that's all he was waiting on. As we determine to find joy and delight in him, no matter the circumstances, then he'll do one of two things. He'll either fulfill the desire that we have, or he'll kill the desire, remove it, and replace it with his desire for us and for his story in our life. What he won't do, and this is important to know because a lot of Christians wrestle with this, what he won't do is torture us with desires that don't honor him, as long as we're taking the request to delight ourselves in him first. Early on, I lived in fear that surrendering to God would mean that my life would have to be spent in some forsaken missionary place around the world. I was worried about that. I'm just be honest and admit to you, I didn't want to go to some awful place. But you see, that's how missionaries can be in places we could never dream of. Sherry, I know you guys love going to Honduras. Rick, you too. We learned to enjoy that place and find it great. But the delight is not in the circumstances. We're fulfilled and delighted by being in the center of God's will for our life. When I wasn't sure what was going to be the next stage for me in life, in my story, God chose to send me as a missionary to the business community. He fulfilled a desire that I didn't even realize I had. As he began to fulfill it, I got excited about what I was doing and saw it line up. See, Philippians 2:13 tells us that it's God who's at work in us both to will, to give us the will, to give us the desire, and to work according to his good pleasure. He gives us the will, the desire, and then he gives us the power to bring about what he desires in our lives. Today, lay your desires before God in prayer and give him permission to fulfill them or kill them and replace them. Hey, go to the website, betheedge.com. We hope you have a powerful day. Now go out there and be the edge.
Yeah.